If you're not Tanner Mirabel, then who are you? A man called Kaweah, I said, knowing that this was only half of the truth. Zebra placed her hands against her hips. And you didn't feel like telling any of us this until now? Until recently I didn't realize it. No, just slipped your mind, did it? I shook my head. I think Kaweah altered my memories, his memories, to suppress his own identity. He needed to do it temporarily, to escape from Sky's Edge. His own memories and face would have incriminated him. Except when I say he, I mean me, really. Zebra squinted at me, as if trying to tell if her earlier judgments had been fatally incorrect. You actually believe this, don't you? It's taken me a little while to come to terms with it, believe me. He's clearly snipped, Quirrenbach said. The odd thing is, I assumed it would take rather more than the sight of one dead fat woman to push him over the edge. I punched him. It was quick. I allowed him no warning at all, and in any case, under the permanent threat of Chantrell's gun, he was in no position to fight back. I watched him fall, slipping on the floor, which was slick with some spilled medical fluid, one hand rising to nurse his jaw before he even hit the ground. Quirrenbach slipped into the shadow beneath the couch, yelping as he made contact with something. For a moment I wondered if he had touched a snake which had found its way to the floor. But instead, something much larger emerged from the shadow. It was Dominica's kid, Tom. I reached a hand out towards him. Come here. You're safe with us. She had been killed by the same man who had visited her before, asking questions about me. An off-worlder, yes. Much like you, Tom said, casually at first, and then repeating himself in a tone that was altogether more suspicious. Not just much like Tanner, but very like him indeed. It's all right, I said, putting a hand on his shoulder. The man who killed Dominica only looked like me. It doesn't mean I'm him. Tom nodded his head slowly. You no sound like him. He talked differently. You talk fancy, mister. The other men, the man who look like you, he don't use so many words. The strong, silent type, Zebra said. Then she drew the kid away from me, wrapping her long, lean limbs around him protectively. I was touched for a moment. It was the first time I had seen any hint of compassion shown by someone from the canopy for a mulchborn. The first time I had seen any hint that either party regarded the other as human. Of course I knew what Zebra believed, that the game was evil. But it was another matter to see that belief acted out in a simple gesture of giving comfort. We're sorry about Dominica, she said. You have to believe it wasn't us. Tom sniffed. He was upset, but the shock of her death had yet to set in, and he was still reasonably coherent and eager to help us. At least I hoped it was because the shock had not set in. The other possibility, that he was just immunized against that kind of pain, was too unpleasant to contemplate. I could handle it in a soldier, but not in a kid. Was he alone? I asked. I was told that two people were looking for me, a man and a woman. Do you know if this was the same man? Same guy, the kid said, turning his face away from the suspended corpse of Dominica. And he not alone this time either. Woman with him, but she no look happy this time. She looked happy the first time, I said. Not happy, but... The kid faltered, and I could see that we were making unreasonable demands on his vocabulary. She look like she comfortable with guy, like friends. He nicer, then. More like you. It made sense. The first time he'd paid a trip to Dominica's would have been a fishing trip, gathering what information he could about the city and, hopefully, where he could find the man he